All right, lady. People are already starting to hype this up, and we're starting to get pictures of green and blue and red blotches for the weekend, which amazes me always. Let's bring in Pat Pagano, our man of reason. Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning. I don't know why they're hyping it up. Yeah. I don't know why. But
either do I, because if it comes and we get 6 inches, let's say it comes and we get 6 inches of snow,
right.
It's a winter storm. That's what it's meant to do.
Exactly. Yeah, I totally agree. So I don't know what all the hype is about, but needless to say, we have to deal with it, don't we?
But before we deal with that, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Clara Lenfest wants to know if you know what the hottest temperature ever recorded in the U.S. was.
I used to have a map. Do we still have that map up here? Let me take a look. No, I used to have a map up here that had all of that stuff on it. I should have kept that up here on the wall, but I didn't. But I'm pretty sure it comes out of Death Valley, California, but that's real easy to find out.
Well, I found out that on the 10th of July in 1913 in Furnace Creek, Greenland Ranch, California, it was 134.1 degrees.
Yeah, that's it. That's what that's what comes up here. Furnace Creek, it comes up on the internet.
Yeah.
And that sounds to me to be right. You know, in the valley, near Death Valley, that seems to be pretty interesting. And that's in a shaded temperature, by the way, 134. So could you imagine what it was in the sun?
So remember, I told you my mother tried to kill us. She took us to Death Valley.
And
a car.
She did, huh?
She did, yeah. That was my father said, what are you, crazy? Yeah, we went to see Death Valley in a car.
Well, I'll tell you, it probably, do you remember it?
Oh, yeah, I remember it because if you, all the seats were vinyl. It was a station wagon.
Oh, so
now, it did have air conditioning, but it was air conditioning back in the 1950s. So if you moved off the vinyl at all and let the sun hit it,
it was hot. It was really hot. Hey, you laugh.
Well, it's one of those things I lived through. You know.
Yeah. There's no doubt about it. Well, you know, here we go with, like you said, all the hoopla about what is going to happen on Saturday. And first of all, I don't think it is a long event. That's number one. And number two, I don't think it is necessarily a very heavy event. So my thinking right now is that snow will develop by Saturday afternoon, continue Saturday night, and then just and there's snow showers Sunday morning. I'm thinking 2 to 4 or 3 to 6, somewhere in that area. That's what I'm thinking. And to me, that is not a blockbuster. What do you say?
No, that's a winter storm.
Yeah.
It's a winter storm. That's it.
But, you know, I guess there's been so little of that this year that, you know, they like to hype it. What can we do? They're that's what it's all about. But anyhow, the forecast is for today to be partly sunny and a high of 45 to 50, way above normal. Tonight, cloudy. We have a system going by that's going to bring some rain and snow showers. Now, I would not be surprised if by tomorrow morning, places have under an inch of snow on the ground from this system. Not everybody, but some. So watch out for that. Keep that in mind for tomorrow morning's commute. That moves out tomorrow morning. Then a blend of sun and clouds, but windy, 40 to 45. Friday will be sunny and cold, 25 to 30. Saturday will cloud up. Snow will develop in the afternoon. We'll have a high of 30. The snow will continue Saturday night and the snow shower Sunday. And again, either 2 to 4 or 3 to 6, somewhere in there. So 5 seems to be like the mediocre number. We shall see how that works out. The storm is crashing ashore now in the Pacific Northwest, so the models will finally see it. And this afternoon and tonight, overnight tonight into tomorrow morning, they should get a much better handle on it. So we'll be doing that. I have to tell you that I think I told you that our former pastor died of our church.
Yeah.
And they asked me to be a greeter. So I went to the chapel yesterday, and I was a greeter. And it was amazing. First of all, God bless him. For 90 years old, he looked amazing. And he was in the service. He had his doctorate in theology. Very, very smart man. Very, very lovely man. And you could tell how lovely he was, because I was by the casket on the left-hand side because I had to direct people out that door. They didn't want anybody turning around and going back into the door that they came in, because they wanted to keep the crowd circulation moving. I can't tell you how many people walked up to that casket and was crying as if it was a family member. And he was really, really very, very much loved. And this is 2:30 in the afternoon, and the flow is steady. And they're doing that all again today. And they're actually moving him into the bigger church. So then I came home, finished up the weather center, and I said, okay, have to watch Jeopardy tonight, because Ken Jennings had two games under his collar, wanted to see if James was going to win, and Ken Jennings won. And the thing is, that whole thing was predicated on luck, because especially last night, he got the daily doubles. And at one point, it took his score from 20 grand to 40 grand. And James, I think, had one daily double. So it was really who got the daily doubles, how you bet it, that's who won the game. And that was over. And then I said, let me turn on the Democratic debate. And I watched it for 1 hour because it was on till 11:15. I couldn't stay up that long. So I watched it till 10 o'clock. And I have to tell you, Marshall, put aside the Republicans right now. Mm-hmm. Democrat, if I had no choice but to choose from them, last night, I think my first choice would have been Pete. I did like the way, what's her name, spoke. There were two females there. Now, let's see.
Klobuchar and
right.
And Warren.
Right, and Warren. I thought they both spoke very, very well. Yes, and there's no reason why a woman cannot be president. That was one of the things. When I sat back and I looked at the whole thing, how I viewed it, and you'll disagree or agree with me, I just thought it was time for somebody young to get into the White House. And the only guy up there that was young was Pete. There's the other guy at the end, I've got his name. And he spoke very well too. I'll tell you the truth, I didn't mind the way any of them spoke. I thought they all did an excellent job, but I do think some of the candidates are a little too old.
Well, I think what you're gonna have is you're gonna have an old candidate for president, and you're gonna have Mayor Pete or what's her name from Amy Klobuchar for vice president. That would be the smart thing that they would do. But anyways, I didn't watch it because it's just this. They're not debates.
The same thing over and over.
What?
It's the same thing over and over.
Yeah, and they're not debates. They're not true debates because true debates aren't run this way. So, will I watch presidential debates? Absolutely. But just like I don't watch polls nowadays, who cares? You know, let them vote in Iowa. Let them start voting, and then we'll all start getting hot under the collar.
But I kind of agree with you there. And again, I said, you know, if I had to vote and take and pick one of them, and I had nobody else, just the six of them, that's who I probably would have gone with, because I don't know. I just think we need somebody younger. He may not necessarily have, quote, the experience of running a country, but he was mayor and he was in the service. And he also seems to be a very, very bright man. So I thought he had the qualifications of leading this great country of ours.
Well, we'll see what happens. Like I said, I know who I support, but I also know that I'm open to supporting anybody. But I also know that I just can't get too excited about this right now. It's like at the beginning of the year, I'm not going to watch every baseball game like it's a World Series. I'm right, not.
Right.
And I'm a Giant fan, so I'm used to seeing a terrible team and the end of the season not mattering. So I want to wait till the end of the season.
And then you'll zoom in. Yeah, exactly.
Get it down to a couple of candidates, two or three candidates, and then I'll start watching. But five, six, seven people on stage isn't a debate. It's a fiasco. It really is. But anyways, that's my opinion.
That's my opinion, too. Yes, and we'll see what happens, but I think you're absolutely right. We have to wait till we get a little closer.
So now the storm that's going to come in this weekend, is that going to usher in like what you've been predicting all along, the opening for our true winter season?
Well, Sunday we'll still be working on the storm's air, so to speak. Yeah. So it should be about 40. But then Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, I see daytime highs in the 20s and nighttime lows in the single numbers.
All right. Well, with that, I'm going to kick you out of here.
Yeah, you can do that.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye, Shirley.
Pat Pagano at the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast.